Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
We'll kick it off with Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Issa. You got a great program. Tonight's the first time I've heard it, and
I'm really happy
to hear it.
Well, what's going on?
I made it home before I got on the phone with you so I can actually write some stuff down and drive in. You had a guy on about 15 minutes ago talking about being 40 years old and trying to prevent diabetes.
Right.
We just found out about 3 weeks ago from a bill that I opened. I had the doctor send us out a bunch of invoices from last year for our taxes. And going through them, I noticed that the doctor had billed for diabetes mellitus back in July for my husband.
Sure.
And, of course, you know, I called the doctor's office, and it turns out they had diagnosed him with this. He did not understand that he was diagnosed with diabetes.
Wait a minute. Let me get this clear. Hold on.
Okay.
So he goes to his doctor in July of last year,
yes.
Gets a physical, I guess. They do the blood work and all this sort of thing. He's not feeling too great. And they diagnose him with diabetes, but they don't tell him that?
No. What happened was I took him in last January for a sinus infection. Turned out he had high blood pressure, high blood sugars. You know,
okay.
We ended up doing a physical that day. He
right.
ended up walking out of there with a blood pressure machine, a blood sugar machine. He was feeling like he was 110 years old.
Right.
So anyway, he was going in about every 60 days, getting his blood checked, getting everything done. He, you know, his blood sugars, he's checking them every single day, and they're running between somewhere in the neighborhood of 86 to as high as 180 something.
Okay.
Right. Depending on the day. He's having a really hard time getting these under control. And there's only so much reading that I can do and cooking that I can do. I work two jobs, so I'm hardly ever home.
Oh, wow.
And he
okay.
eats out quite a bit. He eats out in the morning, he eats out for lunch.
Well, does he work as well, Brenda?
Step one and, yeah.
Does he work as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can he...
Oh, yeah.
All right, but here's the deal. Let me just interrupt right there. The deal is that he's dealing with diabetes right now, correct?
Well... Yeah, and he's not on anything because he wants to control it with diet. And
how's he going to control it with diet, though, if he's going out to fast food restaurants all the time?
Well, I know. Here's my dilemma. What can I say?
It's okay.
New tricks. Pardon me?
It's okay. We just got to come up with a plan for your husband.
Right, and what I was really interested in, what really prompted me to call you, was you were talking to the guy about the diet, the step one, step two, and step three. I have
right.
no idea what diet this is, but I really want to get my hands on it because
okay.
it sounds like I can possibly, because, I mean, if it means I got to pack his lunch and stuff like that, I can do that. I just have to kind of retrain this old dog here. What diet is this? Can you give me some idea of where I can go find it?
You give the body a little bit of everything that it needs. So you give it equal amounts of lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds and walnuts, cashews, avocados, that kind of thing, the good fats. And when you do that, when somebody's dealing with a blood sugar issue, such as diabetes, then if you eat a protein and a fat along with the carbohydrate, it balances out the blood sugar, and it doesn't let the blood sugar rise. It doesn't let it go all over the place. So it keeps it steady, which is really important. So that's one thing that you can do. And the diet's everything. You know, as far as type 2 diabetes goes, that is, I would almost say 100% able to get people back where they don't have diabetes anymore, literally. Now, type 1 is a different animal.
It sounds so simple when you put it that way.
But it is.
Protein, fat, and the carb to equalize everything out. Now, he's also having problems with, I mean, all of his joints hurt. He's on cholesterol meds, blood pressure meds, everything. In fact, he finally quit taking everything 3 days ago because his whole body was just, he was hurting everywhere.
It's the statin drug. The statin drug is what's making his whole body ache.
Okay.
So what is he taking, Lipitor?
No, they took him off Lipitor and they put him on...
Crestor?
No, they took him on Crestor, too. He tried Crestor. He's on niacin. And, you know what? Hang on. Let me go grab him.
So, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Here's the deal. For the cholesterol meds, that's something that can be short-term. It doesn't have to be long-term. It's going to depend on him. It's going to depend on how radical he's willing to go with his lifestyle choices. He has to come to a place where he has to either say, okay, I'm all right being on these medications, and it is what it is, and the body aches are going to be what they are, and I've got to deal with diabetes. Or he can make some major shifts in his life, and he's going to have to change completely the way he thinks about eating and the way he thinks about his lifestyle because,
yeah.
You know, he's lifestyled his way into this. It's not genetics that put him where he is right now. It's his own lifestyle choices. I mean, the guy's still got, and I'm not knocking him, but the guy's got all these issues, and he's still going out and eating fast food all the time. So he just needs to understand it's not, if we knew better, we'd do better. So let's get him to know better. And the principles in my book, Empowering Your Health, are going to really, really challenge him. There's a couple of things that help. There's chromium picolinate. Ionic chromium is actually better. It's a mineral, a trace mineral that works very well in regulating blood sugar. Also, ionic manganese, as well as alpha-lipoic acid, ALA. And you can pick those up at your local health food store. If not, you go to drasa.com and talk to one of our health coaches there. But that's one thing. Now, that's for the diabetes. The other thing when you're dealing with cholesterol issues, let me just give this to you real quickly. Cholesterol is a challenge, but it's a liver issue, not a heart issue, although it can affect the heart because it clogs the arteries, right? So when you're looking at the liver and you want to balance it out and keep the liver from producing the bad kind, which is the LDLs, and make it produce more of the good kind, which is the HDLs, that's where you want to go. Eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food you can eat. Now, the fact that he's on niacin is great. He needs to stay on niacin no matter what because it's going to keep the HDLs up, that's the good ones, and the LDLs down. Those are the bad ones. So that's a good thing for him to be on niacin, vitamin B3. But eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we can eat. And so 2 to 3 organic eggs every single day for him. There's two components in the egg yolk that will melt away the plaque arterial walls in the arteries, and it's choline and lecithin. Both of those are in the egg yolk. Unbelievable, right? You would think eggs are bad for you. They make you have high cholesterol, but it's actually the opposite. And then blood pressure, here's a whole different animal. I'm just giving you the shotgun approach tonight. With high blood pressure, L-arginine, L-citrulline, two amino acids, potassium iodide, and niacin that he's taking is going to help him as well. But jumping up and down on a mini trampoline is going to be important. 5 minutes a day, up to 20 minutes a day. Unbelievable amount of studies proving that jumping up and down on a little mini trampoline, it's called rebounding, is incredible for stabilizing blood pressure. So those are several things that he'll need to begin. While he's taking that statin drug, he needs to take CoQ10 because it reverses the negative effects of what the statin drugs can do for him. So just be cautious with all these medications. But know this. Know that it's possible for him to get his health back. It is. He just needs to be willing to make some changes in his life. And I look forward to hearing from you. 888-283-7272. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist. who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with? What is your health challenge? Is it diabetes? Maybe a little heart disease? When I sit there in a crowd and I talk to people, I always ask them, how many of you are dealing with something with your health right now? It's unbelievable. Almost the whole room goes up, the entire room. So many of us are dealing with things with our health, and we don't know what to do. We just take a medication for it, or maybe we read an article, maybe need to eat something that we think is okay, but it's not just a shotgun approach and just doing what we think we should do. We need to know what we know, what we know. And that's why I'm so excited about the show, and that's why I'm excited about speaking with you and empowering you so you can live the kind of life you were designed to live. Our health is our greatest wealth. It's the greatest gift ever given to us on this earth to be able to live with. We get one of them. The great physician gave us that. And it's pretty incredible to know that if we take care of it, we can live a long, fruitful life. And not just for ourselves, but for those, our loved ones, and those that we care about. So we can be there for him. And so I always talk about, if it's not for you that you're gathering information or listening to the show about, and you have a question, then maybe it's for a friend or a family member or a loved one. Because everyone needs some type of help with their health. Always. There's always something going on. The body is in a state of aging, regardless if we like that or not. But it's the kind of aging that we go through to see what can really happen with our health. And if we get good information, just know this, that 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means this. It means that 15 to 20% of the overall profile that you're dealing with, whether it's cancer, diabetes, heart disease, cholesterol, whatever, is genetic. So when someone tells you, well, grandma had it, grandpa had it, mom had it, dad had it, so you're going to get it. It's not true, necessarily. Even with cancer, cancer has what's called the hit theory, which is kind of like two light switches. You ever seen two little light switches on a wall next to each other? If you turn one on, it's not going to totally give you cancer. If you turn both on, you will. So one, typically, they're saying is genetic. The other one is more based around our environment or lifestyle choices. So you have to have both of those to be hit or turned on for you to get cancer. It also takes 10 years to develop cancer as well. But it's amazing to think that we can really, based on the choices we make every single day, make a huge impact in our overall health. And that gives us hope. That gives me hope. And I know when I'm talking to people on here on the radio show and clinically and all that sort of thing, it gives other people hope. Because if your body can get sick, it truly can get well. But we have to learn what that means and educate ourselves and learn about it. And not only that, but take action. Do you want to get well? That's the pivotal question. And if you do, then you'll be willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be. And if you do that, then you're going to live and experience the life that we all were designed to live. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. Welcome. How can I help?
First off, I'd like to thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Joe.
I really appreciate it, and you got a great show.
Thank you.
I got two questions for you. I've been having frequent urination. It's gotten really bad in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I was wondering what I could do about that.
All right. That one, what is your age, Joe?
38.
All right. You been to the doctor recently?
Actually, I went to the emergency room over it.
What did they say?
And they couldn't find. They checked my prostate. They took a urine sample and say I had no kidney infection. I just had a kidney stone a week before, and I thought maybe that might have had something to do with what was going on. They took a CAT scan and X-ray, and they couldn't find nothing.
So they checked everything, per se. They checked your prostate, all of that, and they found nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Then, have you been under a lot of stress in the last couple of months?
I've been under stress for the last couple of years.
So it's all coming to a head right now.
Yeah.
Do you drink much? Do you drink much alcohol?
No, I don't drink alcohol at all.
You don't drink? Okay, good. And then they checked your kidneys, and they said everything's okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then typically here's really the other option, knowing that all the tests came back negative and that they've done everything, looked at everything. Whenever you're under a lot of stress, the body's, there's a set of glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they're called the adrenal glands, adrenal. Renal means kidney, and ad means above, so that's why they call them the adrenal glands. But they're little bitty small glands, triangle glands, and they sit up there, and they control the fluid in the body, meaning they're kind of like a almost like a faucet, like a little thing that turns, and they can control a lot of the fluid pressure in the body. So if the body gets real stressed out and you're going through a lot of chronic stress, then it can cause the body to do some weird things. Now, one thing it can do is it can retain water. Another thing it can do is get rid of water. And obviously you get rid of water a couple of ways. You can sweat water out through your sweat glands, or you can pee it out. There's a couple ways of doing that. A lot of times people get excessive urination if the adrenal glands are not working as well as they need to. Do you find yourself tired all the time, kind of fatigued?
Yeah.
You drink coffee?
No, I drink a lot of Pepsi-O.
A lot of Pepsi. All right, first thing I can, that's not, doesn't take rocket science. That's got to go. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's got to stop.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. This is what I want you to do. I want you to, for the frequent urination, start drinking chicken broth or beef broth. Drink 16 ounces a day. It's going to increase sodium, and it's going to offset some of the potassium. Take about 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C and about 2,000 milligrams of vitamin B5. That's going to build up your adrenal glands. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. That will also build the adrenal glands. Call me in a couple weeks here on the show, and we're going to go from there. Especially with all the tests being clear, this is classic adrenal fatigue. I'll talk to you soon. 888-283-7272.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Planting.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Let's go to Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
I'm 45 years old. Thank you. And 4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical dysplasia. I was estrogen dominant. I went to a nutritionist. I changed my eating habits. I lost 40 pounds. I felt really good. I passed my PAP. And now I have, like, no estrogen. It's like my periods are very light, and I'm starting with hot flashes, and all my weight has come back, and I eat real healthy. I feel like I'm starving. I eat so little. I eat, like, salmon and chicken, nuts and raisins, oatmeal, eggs. I don't take any milk or anything sugary. I do have fruits and vegetables, but I just feel like my body is starving, and I have no estrogen. I'm starting to get depressed where I'm sad for no reason, or I start to cry. I just feel really like I need to do something to help myself, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, now when you say your estrogen is low, is that you feel like your estrogen is low, or the blood work says your estrogen is low?
Well, 4 years ago I had my blood work, and they told me everything was normal. I haven't had anything done since, but it's just that my periods have almost diminished. And I've started with hot flashes, and I just feel like I am, like my estrogen is below.
Things just don't feel like they used to, right?
No, and I'm very dry, and I'm very irritable.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, there's some easy ways to handle that. If you're irritable, do you have mood swings by chance?
Yeah, Yeah.
You are? Okay. And do you feel depressed, like highs and lows, and you just feel kind of down and out, the blues, kind of overall blues feeling?
Right, like I want to just stay in bed. And some days I do. I just stay on the couch and just with the covers over my head, basically. I'm just real sad.
Okay. Now, have you been taking any medications, such as antidepressants? Have you tried any of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, because there's a couple of neurotransmitters that are affecting the way you're feeling. And I want to talk to you about those first, because the body, you always have to step back and look at it as a whole. So mental, chemical, and structural, you have to look at everything. So when you look at the brain chemistry, let's talk about serotonin for a minute. Serotonin is what helps your body stay more, I guess we'll say more up, where you feel good, you're happier, and there's some things that you can do to keep that balanced out, keep your sleep patterns really good. One of those is called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's called P5P or vitamin B6. And you want to use that certain version. P5P is really good. Niacinamide is really good, too. It's a version, it's called an activated vitamin, but it's a version of vitamin B3 and St. John's wort. All of those three are very good at keeping your serotonin levels up. And you want to eat certain foods, too. Because when you're dealing with brain chemistry, you want to maintain certain food levels. And this can help out estrogen, too, but mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So all those foods will help when you're dealing with serotonin. The other one is dopamine. Now, dopamine helps with those with the mood swings where you kind of feel like you're just up and down and you don't feel even keeled and that kind of thing. So the lows and what they can help with, meat, fish, and eggs are still good, and that's going to help with serotonin, but also cheese and chocolate. And the dark chocolate helps a lot with dopamine. Not that that's a bad thing. That's probably a good thing. You probably love chocolate. But it's you want to do that. It's the bitter kind. So it's the one that's about 80%. But not more the milk chocolate kind, but the dark chocolate. And then you want to also look at tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine. Both of those, L-tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine. Both are very good at keeping dopamine levels up, and that'll keep your brain chemistry balanced. So as far as you feeling good and feeling right, that all comes down to our brain chemistry. Now, the estrogen is another animal. If you said you're feeling dry, that sort of thing, that is estrogen related. And when's the last time you've had blood work to check on your estrogens?
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, it's time to go. Time to go to the doctor. Seriously. You want to get all your hormones checked. Get all three estrogens. They'll check estradiol, estriol, and estrone. They'll check all three. Have them check your progesterone and your testosterone. I would also have them do a full panel on your thyroid and make sure it's doing okay. Because there's a lot of factors that really can play a big role in the way that you feel. So those are just a couple things. The thyroid number is really important. And I would also have them actually check your growth hormone level. It's called GH.
Okay.
And when they check that, it has to do with the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is the master gland. It controls all the hormone systems in the body, including estrogen and how it's manufactured. So in the body. The other thing, too, is how's your diet overall? Do you eat well? Do you pursue health? Do you just kind of eat what you want to? Or tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I eat really good, to be honest with you. Like today I had 2 eggs with red peppers and tomato for breakfast. I had half a banana. I had, for lunch, I had some grapes. And a chicken leg, and for dinner I had 2 chicken legs and an avocado. So I eat really good. I eat really
Yeah, you are doing well. You want to increase your carbohydrates a little bit more, and keep the ones that you're doing, the fruits and vegetables. It's really good that you're doing that. But just increase your carbohydrates a tad bit more. You could be a little bit low on sugar, and when you get that way, it can affect brain chemistry as well, and it also affects hormones. The fats you're doing are really good. But you want to add in about 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil each day. Don't do the gel caps. You want to do the actual oil itself. So 2 tablespoons a day. That'll help with your overall body chemistry, and it'll help with your hormone levels. But more than anything, please go get that blood work done. I think that's going to be one of the best things you can do. Remember, it's a gold standard in medicine and healthcare, and it really does show us a lot. You want to do it every 6 months. After the age of about 25 or 30, it's good to have it every 6 months. Here's why. If you're in your 40s or 50s, you want to stay away you want to definitely be avoiding something that could be coming down the pipeline. But if you're in your early 30s, you can start staying away. If you start seeing your body slip in certain areas, whether it's cholesterol or anemia or certain vitamin deficiencies or organ systems that are starting to go down a little bit, you can actually build those back up and stay ahead of the game rather than just letting things slide till something really does happen. So that's why it's good. Blood work is just a great general screening to do on a regular basis to really stay ahead of things and see where the body's going. So those are a couple of things to do. Get those done. And if you want, you can call me back here on the show and we can go through the numbers. You can get well. You'll get things back. We've just got to figure out exactly what it is. But make sure to get with your doctor and get that blood work done, okay? Thanks, Cindy. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Okay. My problem is that at nighttime, I can't sleep, okay? It's like that, say, for instance, I go to bed at 8, and after I do that and stuff like getting things, maybe get my 8 hours, I am acting like in a deep concentration. I can actually still hear things around me. I can tell you just about what's going on to him, people walking. It's like that my mind is still going, but my body is still. And I don't understand. And I've been like this ever since I turned 60 years old. Okay, I'm 63 now, going on 64.
Okay. So you're having a hard time. You go to sleep fine, but you don't stay asleep. Is that right?
That I'm asleep. But really, it seems like I'm woke. That's what I don't understand.
It seems like you're what now?
I'm woke. You know, it's not like I'm really sleeping.
So you feel like you don't ever feel like you get to sleep. You're kind of in that in-between state where you feel like you're half in and half out.
There you go. Yes.
Is that right?
So yes.
You're kind of in that, okay, I understand. Well,
yes.
Now do you stay that way all through the night or do you finally
all
get to sleep?
All through the night. And then when I get up in the, like when I'm getting up, it's like that I'm very alert when I get up in the mornings. It's like that my sleep is still like they heavy, like I've been asleep, but still yet it's like that I'm woke. And
yeah,
I mean, it's hard to explain.
No. I understand what it is. I just wanted to see exactly where you were headed with everything. The neurotransmitter that you're having a hard time with is called acetylcholine, and that's what's keeping you from not getting into that deep sleep. And there's a couple of things you can do to get that back up where it needs to be. You want to do phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. Do about 2,000 milligrams of that before you go to bed. But you also want to remove cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products from your diet because it stirs up a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. And by doing that, then your body really can't process and absorb your nutrients as well as it should, and that lowers acetylcholine levels. There's some foods that you definitely want to include in your diet, and they're foods that contain proteins but also high-quality fats, and that would be eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those are all very good. Then there's a couple of supplements that are very helpful, galantamine, huperzine, which is also called club moss, and then vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. All of those are very good at raising your acetylcholine levels. You'd want to take those in the morning and in the mid-afternoon. You don't want to take them close to bedtime. And I would stay up a little bit longer. When you go to sleep, I would stay up at least till about, since you're having this time of drifting in and out, until about probably 10 o'clock in the evening, and then start winding down and attempt to go to bed to get a good night's rest. But those are a couple things. And make sure your calcium levels are where they need to be. Please get a blood test done about every 6 months. Have them check your vitamin D levels.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? You want to talk about it? Your health is your greatest wealth. You know that, right? You do, right? I mean, the choices you make today, right now, are affecting your health tomorrow. You know what's amazing? Is that it takes about 10 years to form a tumor, such as cancer. I mean, the funny thing is that we live today. Of course, you're supposed to live each day as its own and all that sort of thing. Live today like it's no other. We hear all the different quotes and mantras out there. But the choices you're making right now, the foods that you're eating, the stress that you're under, the exercise that you get or don't get, all of these kind of things are affecting you 100% for your future at where you're going to be. And that's the incredible thing, is that in 10 years, what kind of body are you going to have? What kind of health are you going to have? What's going to be on the inside of you? Now, genetics play a role, about 10 to 15%, sometimes even 30%. But the other two-thirds, the other 70% are lifestyle factors. Environmental toxins, nutritional deficiencies, things that we do every single day to affect ourselves, pretty incredible. So understanding that is important, and making the right lifestyle choices and learning how to do that is critical as well. Food for the day is coming up in just a moment. You'll be shocked at some of the benefits of it. It's one of my favorite segments that we do here on this show. Now we're going to go, though, to Jeremy. Jeremy, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Grace. Appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
Well, I'm calling because I'm a pretty young guy. I'm 23 years old, and my hair has started to thin out considerably over, you know, most of my head, especially the top and the back, and it doesn't really run in my family.
Okay.
I heard a woman call in and a while back, and I've been following in the same directions you gave her, with ionic zinc and selenium.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something else you recommend?
Yeah, if you're having hair loss, have you been to the doctor? Have they run any tests or anything to make sure it's nothing pathologic?
No, I haven't tried that.
Yeah, you want to do that. You want to make sure you go to the doctor and just have them take a look at you, run some blood work. And when they run the blood work, though, there's a test to find out what your testosterone numbers are. Testosterone is the main male hormone, and it's important to find out if you have high values or low values, but it's important to go do that. I mean, it's one thing to take supplements, and that's all great, but you've got to go get some kind of evaluation somehow, some way. And having that done will be a real big key, I think, for your success. I will tell you in general, though, hair loss for men typically comes from that byproduct I was just talking about called DHT, dihydrotestosterone. And the DHT, the challenge with it is that it comes off of testosterone, which some guys make more than others, but it's detrimental to the hair follicle. It will go in and it will cause the premature balding. It'll kill off the hair follicle, and it just wreaks havoc on the body. On the good side, it causes you to have a lot of strength and vitality as a male. The downside is that it causes you to lose your hair, which is not cool. I know. So looking at DHT, the potential for blocking the DHT, there's some natural things that can happen. Nettle root is really good for doing that. Nettle root and salt palmetto both can be very good. And different supplements and things, they have versions of that that you can look into. So that's one thing. But the other you can find is, with the salt palmetto, the zinc and the selenium, both of those are very good. But managing your testosterone levels by keeping your fats up to about 30 to 33% is a key. So 30% of your fats in your overall diet, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all the good fats, is going to play a big role. It really will. So that's something to look into as well as you're going through this process. But the DHT, man, that is the culprit. It causes prostate issues. Unbelievable the kind of issues that it can cause within the body, and it's just a real challenge all the way around. So I would encourage you to look into those things. And I mean, again, it's one of those deals where there is some genetic component to it, and it's also one of those things where once you've lost the hair, it's pretty tough to get it back. There's not a lot of research out there that will show us that getting the hair back is a possibility. But slowing it now, I mean, Rogaine has been out for a while, and it can help you potentially hold on to the hair. But again, I mean, it's got side effects of its own that's not the greatest, and you just want to be careful when you're using those kind of medications. So a lot of things to think about, but blocking the DHT is the key, and there are supplements that can help do that. Keep your testosterone levels balanced, 33% of your diet, good healthy fats, and then, of course, the other herbal components can help block that nasty DHT. Food for the day is red grapefruit. All right, red grapefruit has incredible components to it. Number one, it lowers cholesterol. Eating one red grapefruit a day, and this has been going on forever. I used to watch my dad eat a grapefruit every morning growing up. But it can significantly reduce cholesterol levels and the risk for heart disease, according to Medical News Today. You can also achieve this by drinking the juice of one whole grapefruit. While all types of grapefruit are good for lowering cholesterol, red grapefruit specifically seems to work the best for lowering triglycerides, according to a 2006 study. It provides antioxidants, especially those high in vitamin C, which helps reduce the risk of colon cancer, a new study from Mayo Clinic. It keeps you regular, it's high in fiber, and it helps fight constipation. It promotes weight loss. Red grapefruit is also amazing for shedding those pounds, something you might want to look into if you're looking to shed those pounds. Red grapefruit, one every single day, can make a big difference. The Journal of Medicinal Food put out a study on this recently, combined with diet and exercise. It has amazing results. Quote for the day, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm, so be enthusiastic about your health. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Puts another hour in the charts. Lifemaker producer Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.